Anna McNicka is peering at stitching while hunched over a white sewing machine. The 19-year-old apparel design student may one day see her fashions on runway supermodels, but today she'll be happy if she can help someone she doesn't know.
I can't even imagine the hardship that the people are going through that will be receiving these baby clothes.
McNicka, along with two dozen classmates, are volunteers. They're involved in a program based at Meritor Hospital in Madison. It started with nurses and social workers who help families deal with miscarriage, stillbirth, or newborn death. They wanted help with a delicate problem. No one makes clothing small enough for tiny infant bodies. Meritor spokesperson Mae Knowles.
One of the things that the staff has found is that the family wants to build memories of their baby. And for some families, it is very therapeutic to be able to bathe and clothe the baby. They often will take pictures, they'll have footprints, and they keep all of those things in a beautiful memory box that the staff provides for them.
Meritor is partnering with UW faculty and students in the textile and apparel design department. The volunteers will cut, sew, and embellish little gowns for the infants. Parents use them as a remembrance or burial clothes, since many want to have more than just a blanket. Marian Lichtenwalner is one of the faculty with the project. She says the gowns are so small that initially getting the pattern right was a challenge. Doll-sized patterns don't have the right proportions.
They are very tiny because we're dealing with 1 pound, 3 pound, 5 pound, and 7 pound infants. So they have been designed to accommodate their body proportions.
Lichtenwalner says alterations have been made each semester based on feedback. Nurses and parents help the designers refine the three patterns volunteers now use.
They're little footed sleepers and a little kimono wraps, and then we developed a heart-shaped pattern that's more like a sort of cape that folds up over the infant like a swaddling garment. We have hoods or bonnets that go with them to cover the head.
Lichtenwalner says parents were grateful for the simple, elegant designs. They also told project coordinators they appreciated that volunteers made the small outfits visually attractive. Anna Stevens is carefully trimming the soft fabric used for the gowns. She's surrounded by bolts of pink, blue, and yellow fleece. Stevens, a lecturer, says the UW students will add little touches to make each one special. Ribbons, lace, little buttons, hand embroidery, and beads.
They give each garment a unique quality to them. And that becomes part of the bonding experience for the parent that is important for them to have a healthy grieving process.
Up to 100 families are involved in Meritor's Infant and Pregnancy Loss Program. Mae Knowles says it helps heal what is always a fresh wound for the family.
We as a society do not know how to react to people who are suffering these kinds of losses, because they think that, you know, a lot of people think, well, you can have another baby, you can do this. But when you think about it, the loss of a baby is the loss of a dream. And how do you help families? And this program definitely is the first step in helping those families.
For the young students, they get a chance to make a difference. And instructor Marian Lichtenwalner says the young women learn about life.
This area of study is perceived as very self-centered and selfish. It's about glamour and glitz, and they felt this was a way to use their talents to give back to the community in a very meaningful kind of way.
UW textile students will make about 100 gowns this year, but more are needed. Soon the sewing patterns will be available for free on the internet, so hospitals around the country can use them with their own volunteer groups. Melba Lara, Wisconsin Public Radio.